predicate phrases. So a visual person might use beyond a shadow of a doubt, or a horse of a different color, or in view of, or make a scene, or in the mind's eye. An auditory person might use give me your ear, or hidden message, hold your tongue, pay attention to. A kinesthetic person might use all washed up, or get a handle on this, or hang in there. So here are some additional phrases you can also use when matching or mirroring someone's predicates. Now, remembering that a visual person is going to make a decision based on whether this decision looks right, then the best way to approach a visual person in making a decision is to say to the person, if I can show you an attractive way in which you could, and then give them a potential benefit or their values, that you'd want to at least look at it, wouldn't you? If this looks good, we'll go ahead and focus in on getting the paperwork done. To an auditory person, we'd say, if I could tell you a way in which you could, and then a potential benefit or their values, you'd at least want to hear about it, wouldn't you? And if this sounds good to you, we'll go ahead and discuss how to set up an account. And then to a kinesthetic person, we'd say, if I could help you get a hold of a concrete way in which you could, and then potential benefit or their values, you at least would want to get a feel for it, wouldn't you? And if this feels good to you, we can go ahead and set up the account by handling the paperwork. And then finally, to an unspecified person, and this isn't written down in your notes, to an unspecified or auditory digital person, we could say, if I can show you something, or if I can give you something that makes sense, that is something that we both think will work, that is something that you'd like to proceed with, wouldn't you? So an auditory digital person, we can begin to talk to them in unspecified, and each person's going to make decisions differently. Each one of these people is going to make a decision in their own way. So using predicate phrases is going to make a real difference. Using predicate phrases is going to make a real difference. Now, if we begin to use these, what will happen is we'll actually increase our chances for rapport. We'll increase the chances for rapport, and we'll increase the ability that we've got to produce the kind of results. So predicate phrases, we're going to throw these in the pot. We're going to sort of stir these into the pot of rapport. We're going to just take a moment and stir those into the pot of rapport and begin to utilize them. Let's look at page 21.